The robust current. A woman's scream. It rings through the air, a menagerie of vocals clashing into a cacophony under the stars. In a hospital room, a woman is giving birth. The cool morning of April 29th was signaled by the cries of a baby. The crepuscule is broken by shards of illumination cast from the sun's rays as it rose over the horizon. I was born at 7:20. It was an orthodox birth, no C-sections, just the usual pleasant experience that a woman endures when in labor. Being the firstborn, my family ecstatically passed me around to everyone they knew in that hospital room. They named me Chandler, a name I've come to despise. When I would get older, my parents would fill my head with contemplations of Queen Chandler, who was the first person to be ordained with such an exquisite name. As I reflect back on those days, I become quite suspicious of those frequent colloquies. I'm certain they only told me that so I could feel more content with possessing a name that literally means scandalmaker, not to mention society's consensus that it's a male name. It's not that bad, however, considering Schmaltz, my last name, means chicken fat, but that's a burden we must all bear.